Well, I do. I use them as dustbin liners.
So remind us of the charge, if you would. Why is it being brought in? Who does it apply to?
So from October the 5th, if you go into supermarket, even found out clothes shops, you have to pay 5p for a bag, but it only applies to larger retailers. So if they employ more than 250 staff, you'll be paying 5p for your plastic bag. Mm. Obviously, to help the environment, we're using far too many plastic bags. And that actually is a good change, in my opinion. However, it's one of those classic government, let's make it as complicated as possible when it should be the simplest thing ever.
Well, interesting you say that, Lee, because the government's taken action. Video for shoppers produced by the Department for Environment, Food and Rural Affairs has been published.
Small retailers don't have to charge, but can do so on a voluntary basis. You can avoid paying the charge, either by reusing single-use plastic carrier bags or by using multi-use bags for life. You also won't pay a 5p charge if you're using a paper bag, if you're in transit, or if your bag only contains certain items, such as unwrapped food, raw meat and fish, prescription medicines, uncovered blades, seeds, bulbs and flowers, or live fish. Retailers need to keep track of how many plastic bags they've given out and where the proceeds have gone, and report this to government by the 31st of May every year. We expect good causes to benefit from the charge by tens of millions of pounds each year.
So there you go, that's all really clear, what you can have in your plastic bag. However, the fun doesn't stop there. Because Annie will explain, Annie, a plastic carrier bag you'd think is really simple, but not quite.
No, not if you're a retailer. The gov.uk guidance says that a bag is considered as such if it has an opening and isn't sealed. You must charge at least 5p a bag for carrier bags that are all of the following: unused, plastic with handles and 70 microns thick or less. Also, there's guidance here on returnable multiple reuse bags, or bags for life as we call them, and what is acceptable. So they must be sold for 5p or more and at least 404 millimetres in either width or height by 439 millimetres. And you can't count the following in your bag's dimensions: gussets and handles, unless they're on wavy top bags. It does go on, and there are 13 points for checkout staff to memorise when you should give a bag for free and not charge that 5p.
It's a crystal clear, everybody.
Yeah. Even George Orwell never imagined a world like this.
On that note, editor Simon Lambert, Lee Boyce, thank you so much for joining us.
Share Radio.